It is my will, heart desire, to walk in the midst of my people. There is no faith, divine love, in fleshly control. In this final hour, everything must be geared towards receiving all that I have for you in Christ. All the pursuits of the flesh are ungodly. Holy Spirit, for a child of God to mistrust the Heavenly Father and His Word in any way is an ultimate act of foolishness on their part. It is the anointing, abiding within, that sanctifies. The desire to be impure, immoral, is rooted and grounded in the flesh, and the flesh is always in a perfect enmity towards God, as it is continually controlled by a spirit of rebellion, pride. Fellowshipping with me daily in my kingdom shall result in a perfect obedience and a constant worshipping of me in spirit and in truth. Fellowshipping with the world results in disobedience and a worshipping unconsciously of Satan and his evil ways. All sinful words and actions have their root in selfish ambition and motivation. All those who have allowed themselves to be held captive by a spirit of self-exaltation are deceived, for they unconsciously hold to the belief that in their own self-exalted practices I shall be glorified and exalted, but that is never the case. Truly I say to you, that which proceeds from the flesh is flesh, and seeks only to exalt self in its endless pursuit of self-glory and self-exaltation, its end being increasing darkness and distance from my true plan for their lives. Because of this, their eyes cannot see and their hearts will not hear the revelation knowledge pertaining to my true church and my true plan in this last hour. And unless a thorough repentance is forthcoming, they shall surely be found fighting against my obedient ones without exception. Be still and know that I am God Almighty. Fretting and worry are two luxuries that my children cannot afford. Luxury, a pleasure out of the ordinary allowed to oneself, a foolish or worthless form of self-indulgence. The love of money is at the root of all Satan's schemes against my children, and the root of all schemes through my children. The love of money is at the root of all Satan's schemes against my children, and the root of all schemes through my children. My children must forsake their Plan B mentality. I created time, therefore time is subject to my word. My word is not subject to time. One's concept of time is governed by their unbelief, through the degree of heart fellowship they have with the world and its ways. My kingdom is eternal and is, in essence, timeless, as my people abide in an absolute faith working through a perfect love. Stay in a place of extreme closeness with me, my beloved ones, for it is in this place, the secret place of my presence, that one's conscience remains clean, clear. Without my children putting themselves in the perfect position to gain a continually deeper revelation of the spiritual reality, truth, that there is no good, righteousness, in the flesh, then to a degree they shall remain in a state of self-deception. Righteous words deliver, unrighteous words keep one in captivity. At first, Plan B, the fruit of self-desire and the self-agenda that is its spontaneous fruit, always seems easier and more convenient than Plan A, my perfect will. Every one of my children has the right to do what they desire to do, but they do not have the right to do what they desire to do apart from me and call it true service. Every action taken and every word spoken has spiritual implications. To the degree that one is not willing to be right at all times, is the degree that they are not willing to be righteous, obedient at all times. It is always the root of self-desire that causes one to set their heart on the increase. One who is conceited, understands nothing. Selfishness and deception are inseparable. To the degree that one trusts in flesh and blood before me, it is to that degree that they mistrust me. Every time that one leans upon their own understanding, they are unconsciously saying by their words and actions that there is no God, no need of me. There is no righteousness apart from the Anointed One and His Anointed. Self-desire is the exact opposite of godly desire. There is no good righteousness in the flesh. Therefore, for one to lean upon their own understanding is to commit an act of unrighteousness. Let my children never forget that flesh is ever motivated by death and darkness. To the degree that one of my children truly seeks the necessary light, revelation, in any given situation, it is to that degree that they will diligently keep their eye single. My children need to continually take advantage of my word. Every aspect of the carnal, fleshly, worldly life is motivated by self-desire, the desire for things that are apart from my will. What one can see or hear apart from revelation is useless. Practice self-denial with a vengeance. If one does not first desire my best in their life and ministry, then they shall surely not be found exercising the necessary faith, love, and obedience to receive all that I have for them in Christ. Profanity is not just words, but profane, unwholesome words are always the vehicle by which a profane, unholy existence is revealed. None of my children should desire to venture out into the fullness of ministry apart from Christ, the Anointed One, and His anointing, being all in all. Self-indulgence is unrighteousness, and unrighteousness is self-indulgence. Self-denial is righteousness, and righteousness is self-denial. Flee from unrighteousness, flee from self-indulgence, flee from self-desire. To the degree that one walks in diligence, it is to that degree that they love me. Assumption and mental ascension are one and the same thing. Mental ascension, the reaching out to understand the word, will of God in one's own strength and understanding, intellect. The no greater faith works through the no greater love. Self-denial is both the prerequisite and the catalyst to a perfect obedience. One must continually seek to practice self-denial at all times, otherwise the ground of leaven shall rise up and dominate their entire walk. Self-exaltation through fear and pride is the number one enemy to the love walk. My blessings are not for the purpose of self-indulgence, the fulfilling of self-desire. Self-exaltation through fear and pride is the number one enemy to the love walk. My blessings are not for the purpose of self-indulgence, the fulfilling of self-desire. My children must do all things, spirit, soul, body, and financially, by revelation, faith. The minor consequences of the continual exercising of self-desire can and will ultimately produce major catastrophes. Nothing apart from Christ is perfect. If one does not abide in diligence, then they shall surely abide in negligence. Just because one does not hear the words that are spoken concerning them does not mean that those words, wholesome or unwholesome, do not potentially have an immediate impact on them. The practice of self-denial makes perfect. My children are anointed to perfection. If my children do not put themselves in a position continually to have their minds renewed by my word and my spirit, then they shall surely be dominated to a degree by self-desire. There is power on every word that one speaks. If wholesome, righteous, faith-filled words are spoken, then they shall effect life and light and edify the hearer. If unwholesome, unrighteous, fear-filled words are spoken, then they shall effect death and darkness, and thus they shall tear down the hearer to some degree. For the root motivation of all fear-filled words is self-exaltation, with a view to, in some way, control the hearer. To lean upon one's own understanding is to immediately depart from my best in any given situation. Satan's plan concerning people's dependence upon government is, through the spirit of Antichrist, bringing people to the place wherein eventually their lives will be so enmeshed with the government and its systems that it will come to the point that the government, Antichrist, has complete control over their lives and thus their possessions and their property. My children will never lose anything as they continually abide in my love at all cost to themselves, regardless of what it may look or feel like initially. In this last hour, my children shall not be able to discern perfectly all that crosses their path, nor will their ministering be accurate unless they first spend the required time with me in perfect fellowship, the inner chamber. It is not my will for Satan to manifest his schemes in the midst of the congregations of my people. If one blames someone else for anything, then they are being held captive by a spirit of unforgiveness, offense. Love is the source of all true power. Faith works by love, and love walks above and beyond time and space. No one forces anyone to worry. If one chooses to worry, then they do it entirely of their own volition. Failure to bring every thought captive to my word, perfect obedience, will result in some degree of worry, anxiousness, and self-desire. Failure to bring every thought captive to my word, perfect obedience, will result in some degree of worry, anxiousness, and self-desire. It is quite simple. If my children are going to allow themselves to be held captive by a spirit of fear to any degree, then Satan shall surely use them in some way to hinder or to persecute those of my children who are truly seeking first my kingdom and my righteousness at all times. Many of my children treat worry as if there was something worth worrying about. The flesh always seeks its own comfort, first and foremost. Perfect love is an absolute love. Perfect faith is an absolute faith. The same spirit that built the golden calf is working in the lives of all those who seek any acceptance or approval from any person or thing above me. If one sets their heart on the increase in their life, then they are surely helping Satan to carry out his schemes against them, schemes which are continually formulated to move them further and further away from my will for their life and ministry. The number one problem in the midst of my people is not Satan, for Satan is defeated. The number one problem in the midst of my people is self. To serve people apart from Christ is to serve self, and to serve self is to serve Satan. If there is any ground of self-desire maintained by any one of my children, then it shall surely lead them into the place wherein they will mentally ascend to my will for their life and ministry. The spirit of Jezebel, ungodly control, is a counterfeit spirit to the spirit of love. The only way that self desires to walk in is its own way, the mind of Satan. It is only faith that pleases me, for faith works by love, love for me and my will, and love and perfect obedience are inseparable. Self-indulgence always produces some form of lack. It is very easy for one to get into unbelief in an unbelieving world if they do not constantly guard their heart with all diligence. Whether the size of an ocean or just a drop of water, sin is sin. Every time that one of my children launches out into Plan B, leans upon their own understanding, it initiates a flurry of fleshly activity, self-effort, in order to perpetuate the aforementioned Plan B, whereas When one of my children continually acknowledges me in all of their ways, and I am therefore able to reveal my plan A, to them in any given situation, it produces peace and rest, and a clarity deep within them that guides them step by step in perfect obedience. To the degree that one of my children hardens their heart towards my word, will, concerning finances, it is to that degree that they shall become self-absorbed.